They wasn't much in a blacksmith shop. See, they'd shoe horses, they could do that, fix them. You know, when you buy a pair of shoes for a horse, you got to fit them on them. They ain't fitted. You don't buy a pair of shoes to fit a horse like you buy to fit yourself. You buy the shoe, and they take that thing, heat it up, and
bend it.
Well, you got to shape your horse's foot and hoof and all of that. And you fix that thing up, and you shape that dad in and put it on its foot. And it fit to who gets it.
What did the place look like around where the blacksmith worked, where the fire was at?
It was all on the ground. It wasn't in a house. It was a shed. He'd be having a shed out there, and his bullets was in there. Now that was where he got, where he blowed up his, where you had to pump and get your heat and everything. Had a workbench, device, anvil. Now that's where he done all of his beating it and putting his things together and so on. He beat them plows up. He'd heat them, beat them out, then sharpen them. You had to see, when you carried a plow in there, that plow gun got dubbed off on him. He hit that and beat it from one end to the other down, good and thin. And then he'd smooth it off. And Buddy hit would take the ground too. He done it all of my life. And the old man got killed right down here. They went home. When night come, they went home. And he went to town with a man. The man told him, come on, Uncle Jim. Says, I'll take you. I'm going to town. Well, he just didn't care where he come home or not. Night began to come, and that old man pulled out a foot. And he got right to the end of this road right here. And that you can see that light going right yonder. Yes, to the left of that road, John. But right along there, he was coming in. It was about dusk dark. Boy, Buck come right by him. And he turned off. He shot the juice to it. He in a big hurry. And the other car had come along. And the old man was out of the road. And he just centered it. Yeah, the old man didn't even know what hit him. He noticed. LG, here's Kelly was the boy's name.
Yes.
This boy just made. Now all the screaming, him and his wife put it on. He said that old man seen he was going to run over him, and he said he threw up both hands and hollered, hey, bam.
So that was just a total accident, or did the boy get in any trouble about it?
No, they didn't bother him about it. Boy wouldn't have done it for you. Couldn't have. It wasn't enough, but he was just young and in a big hurry, and he just turned off that. Well, you could hear him and his wife squalling 2 miles. He'd like to kill her. But Kelly boy back in the head.
What kinds of buildings did you used to have on your farm?
Well, from something like this on down, there was wasn't very many houses any better than this at that time. In other words, now when this house was built, it was called one of the finest houses it was in the country. Now it's an antique now. This is a log house. I put that weather boarding up there. They used to be open hole there. And it was built for 2 stories. And